Now, live from the Voice of America's global headquarters in Washington. This is VOA World News at this hour. French voters have chosen Emmanuel Macron as their new president. In so doing, they rejected the anti-EU, anti-immigrant policies of the National Front candidate Marine Le Pen.
I did vote for Mr. Macron. He's really shifting the political game in France.
To me, it's important for France. I am not for the euro. Okay. And I'm not for Europe. Never was. You know, the best person who could resolve some of the problem that there is in France, period. I don't believe in this other guy.
The new president is a former banker and economy minister. At 39, he will be the youngest president France has ever had. During the campaign, Marine Le Pen drew the world's attention with her promise to stop the flow of Muslim immigration to France if she were elected. The leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan has been killed in a joint raid in eastern Nangarhar province. Local and American military officials confirmed the death Sunday. The U.S. military released a statement that said dozens of Afghan and American special forces killed Sheikh Abdul Hasib, along with his 35 fighters, in the combined operation against an IS cave and tunnel complex in the Achin district. The operation took place April 27th. Two American soldiers died in the three-hour-long attack. Hasib was named the terrorist group's leader in Afghanistan last year after his predecessor, Hafiz Saeed Khan, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in the same Afghan province. Once again, the leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan has been killed. You're listening to World News from the Voice of America in Washington.